burden. Bringing the Urban Forestry Board up here Monday, December 11, 2003 at 3:01, 3:02. We'll approval of minutes for the November 13 meeting.
Roll call.
A roll call.
Chair Burke.
Here.
Vice Chair Peck.
Here.
Board Member Green will not be with us today, and Board Member Kohler.
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you for the reminder. Moving on to number two, the approval of the November 13th minutes.
Making a motion, we approve them.
I just have one typo on page three. Top paragraph, reduction, needs an E. Reduction Act.
I'm sorry, where was that?
Page three, top paragraph, right in the middle. Reduction Act funds.
Oh. Fourth sentence down.
Yep. Otherwise looking good.
Thank you.
So I move that we approve the minutes with the adjustment.
All in favor?
I believe
we have first and second, right?
So Kohler made a motion as amended, so there needs to be a second for her motion as amended.
I second her amendment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
We don't have anybody here for visitor communication. So we'll go on to board business. Consideration of recommendation to remove dead ponderous pine intersection of North Pine Street and West Barkley Drive. Dan, you want to fill us in on this?
Yes. So currently I'm good to see you guys, but I'm currently in Staten. So thanks for the hookup. But the first item A, North Pine Street and Barkley. There's a smaller ponderosa pine. It's nearly dead, and it's near the walking path. It faces North Pine, and it is a right-of-way tree from my measurements and my estimates, and it needs to be removed. It's not going to recover. It's dead or nearly dead, and it could be the result of construction, but I don't know what caused the problems of this tree, but nevertheless, that one is dead. So I recommend removal.
Does anybody have any questions on this one?
No questions.
I do, just in that area in general, they just put that dead tree down on the corner of Sisters Park and North Pine. So they just put that one down. And then just with all the construction along there, I would anticipate us losing a few more of those trees. So I'm curious to know how many of those along Pine Street there are city right away. You know, just with all that construction that's going on.
Maybe we should do an autopsy on the tree.
Well, if it's cut, I didn't see any blue stain, but when these trees are cut or if anybody notices the day they are cut, you know, maybe pass me a note or a quick message that you may have seen blue stain in some of these. So that's something to keep an eye out for.
Okay.
And then there's a utility crossing you can see in the picture to the left that went across or out into Pine Street. That could have had something to do with it as well.
Make a motion. We go ahead and prove the tree at Barkley and Pine be removed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of work in that subdivision there, the woodlands, and like going back and forth to the office, some more and more trees are just deteriorating along that there.
I agree. Every time I'm in town, I make a pass through there. Their initial plans to save trees and their efforts were very good, I believe. However, because of the intense construction, that they do lose a few. I'm keeping an eye on it. I do like their plan. However, to fit all those units and what they have planned in there for the infrastructure, it's going to be a tight fit. But so far, so good. I believe they're doing a good job.
Well, it was a couple weeks ago, they took down the big tree that on the new construction. That thing had to be 40, 45 inches.
Big one.
So that tree was supposed to have been conserved. And I went there as soon as I heard about it, and the tree had vanished already. The trunk had vanished, but there was like a slice that was intact that they overlooked. And I brought a tape with me. It was 42 inches there. And and jump in if you want to correct me if I'm wrong, but the city had been working with the developer to see if they could set up a variance, because this tree was huge and very close to two lots that were being developed. And now there's building plans going back and forth with the city, and they were on a path to maybe do a variance to save that tree. And then one day it was, had just been cut down without agreement with the city that that was a necessary and reasonable thing to do. So it's really unfortunate. I believe, I don't know what you think, Dan, but I believe that tree must have been 200-300, somewhere in the 200-300 year old range, and was among the top five in that development. It's gone.
I didn't know about the communication of them trying to save it. And
well, they had originally said we're saving, it's marked on the plans, you can see them, that it was one to be saved. And then I guess when it really came time to do the build, they had concerns about it. Just too close to foundation. What if the tree died and then the roots rotted? The foundation would settle. I actually called the developer after the fact and asked him about it to see what he had to say about why they did it. And he professed he was extremely, extremely sorry that that tree came down. But they, they had all these reasons why they didn't want to keep it, try and conserve it, but none of the reasons were things that were new. The condition of the tree and the where the buildings were going to go, that was all known at the time that the project got approved. So I don't know what the real answer is, but the tree is gone and it was immense. It's really sad.
I don't think there's really much for us to do. Or
no, just
wasn't a right away tree. Yeah.
It was not.
Yeah. Sad to see those big ones go. Yeah.
Yeah, there is one very, very large one that is, my understanding, also not a row tree, one of their trees, that he did state that they are more space around it, and they're definitely going to try their best to save that one. But no one knows what's going to, with all this construction, as you mentioned, no one knows what's going to happen to these trees. Sure. And if you look at an aerial view of their property and their plans, the most heavy forested area is there right along Pine. So I think we'll see some more of those go before this is over.
Yeah, you hate to see them.
Yeah.
So the trees that they intend to save are flagged in green, and it's been about 3 years now. The flags are getting really faded. Also, the trees that are in blue could be considered to go away because of what they have planned. And then, you know, the ones that are not flagged, those are the ones that they want to get rid of. And we, in the past, about 2 or 3 years ago, we had a map. We had access to map with all these green and blue and red trees, the red being 100% cut because that's what they 100% plan to cut away. We had access to that. And if these are private trees, I'm out of the loop. But I am curious whether this was a red, you know, plan tree or a blue tree that they tried. And I'd be very disappointed if they just up and cut a tree that everybody was talking about to save and mark the green. I'd be disappointed to see that.
It was marked green.
That's what happened, exactly.
Okay, that's surprising, actually.
And code enforcement fined them as well.
Ah.
They did not have permission to cut that tree.
Okay.
Total of $500.
That hurt them deep.
Well, I wish they would have called me. We could have talked about that. That's a little bit out of our, you know, I do communicate with them. However, you know, they need to let me know of these things.
Well, they were bound by the development code, Dan.
Yeah. So
whatever you said wouldn't have, I guess, it would have been input, but they have to follow the code. And $100 fine.
That's yeah, I agree with that. However, you know, I'm out of the loop on a lot of these, but I do like the shadow over them. I don't know if it's, if my influence or opinion has any levity, but I do like to be involved somehow.
I think in this case, the city in general would have been, would have liked to have been involved.
Yeah.
Moving on to letter B, consideration recommendation to remove dead lodgepole pine at 296 East Tyee Drive. It's a 13-inch right-of-way lodgepole pine.
Yes, the lodgepole pine at 296 East Tyee, that is nestled in a cluster of live, healthy ponderosa pines. And it is 100% dead. Now that one, I believe, was pine beetle. And it's nestled in the tree. With the other trees involved, I probably would like to have a professional arborist remove that one. It's a little bit too big for a regular crew to handle. You can add, Paul, that's up to you. But for removal, that's a little tricky because it's nestled with the other trees. But the recommendation is removal. It's 100% dead. It's been dead for a while. You can hardly see it because it's so tight in the other trees. But it's dead, and the recommendation is removal.
Just in proximity of that house, is that going to have to be climbed?
No. It just has to be controlled. They could rope it. It's too unstable to climb, but it needs some kind of control. Either to rope it down or stop traffic and fall it in the street. It's somewhat technical.
And just curious of the estimated cost. That's an estimated cost to have someone else come in and do it? Or do you think that?
Yes, someone else.
So I drove by there, and for sure it looks like it should come down.
Yeah, it's dead.
It is dead. So I move that the row lodgepole pine at 296 East Tyee be taken down.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
Next thing on is letter C, declining ponderosa pine at 725 East Coyote Springs Road. in town. Dan, you like to give us an update on that?
Yes. So this is recently discovered. However, the top has been dead for some time. It's a live tree. So I produced a report quickly to address this. The tree is alive. The top is dead. I bored it. There is no sign of blue stain. And it has a slight lean. So once again, we've talked about trees all over town with the dead top. And a lot of times we recommend to leave the dead top or to trim it out or prune it out. This case, it would not work out with the pruning practices to remove the dead portions. And it does have, we can't leave it. It has a slight lean. It's a busy neighborhood. It leans towards houses and a walking path in the street. So I'm on the fence on this one. However, with the things that are going on with this particular tree, a dead top potential, I highly suspect insect damage. There are sap holes and borings. I could see the frass. I just could not see the blue stain at this time. But nevertheless, I believe bugs are in there. Top is dead. Recommendation is removal. This is a bigger tree. It's going to be a removal of kind of a landmark tree, but the recommendation, the safe way to go is to remove it 100%.
Well, I saw the tree, and I would defer to your judgment on this, Dan. You're right, it's leaning. It's definitely dead on the top.
My personal feeling is that if it didn't have any insect damage, I would maybe give the recommendation to try to top it and save it, but with insect damage and leaning and a high traffic area, and a lean towards Dan's recommendation of removal.
Even since Dan looked at it, it's
deteriorated,
declined. Yeah.
But
I don't know. They go say like the top half was pretty much red.
Third to a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely back. More than just the top for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My notes and pictures are only like not even 2 weeks old.
Yep. It's going fast. Like the one on Elm Street, that's completely red right now. Just
okay.
Yep.
So fast.
You do go fast. I'll make a motion that we remove the tree. That is 2725 East Coyote Springs.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
That sums up board business and move on to other business. Miscellaneous issues for board information. Specific trees in the right of way and parks, city forester use their professional authority of discretion, Tree City 2023.
So I put together this little review of everything from 2023 for our Tree City application, just to kind of give you folks an idea of everything that's been done overall. The first section goes through the 4 points or the 4 things you need in order to qualify for Tree City. First is maintaining a tree board or department, and that is the Urban Forestry Board, satisfying that requirement. Having a community tree ordinance, we have that. celebrating Arbor Day with an observance and proclamation. That is our Arbor Day planting celebration we do every spring. And the final point is spending at least $2 per capita on urban forestry. The table below that gives a breakdown of our budget in 2023 for urban forestry. And the per capita came out to about $26. So well over that $2 minimum. A large portion of that was our hazardous fuels reduction project. So if you were to take that out, you'd still be at $7 per capita. And then every year for the application, we have to provide numbers for planted and removed trees. That second table shows 167 planted, 24 removed by this board or with approval from this board. And then another 300 that were removed through the fuels reduction project. And the 2023 recognition year application has been submitted. Are there any questions about this information?
This is great to have this summary. Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
I have a couple questions or observations. Starting with number two. So the community tree ordinance, I believe that on December 6th or thereabouts, the city council did approve a new municipal tree ordinance for privately owned trees. Is that something that would qualify to be on this list, or were you talking about a bigger umbrella?
I was referencing the ordinance specifically to public trees.
To just, is it only about public trees, what you're, this whole document?
So let me verify that.
I think mostly because we wouldn't be able to obtain the data for the private property actions that happen. So I'd say the 300 on the fuel reduction project seems like a large number, but the vast majority of those were thinning of very small trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so for planted, is that the city planting city trees, or does it include developers planting trees?
Both.
It's both.
Yep. All trees planted in the public right of way or on public property.
On public property. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
And then the management costs, Jackson, that's basically for Dan? Is that right? Where'd you get that number from? The 6338?
I will have to look into the specifics of that number. I believe that would be Dan.
Yeah, because we don't factor any of our time into this program.
So that we don't keep track. Don't keep track of the man hours it takes to take the right away trees down that we can handle in house.
It's very few, but no, gotcha. We don't. Yeah. It all goes under streets,
yeah,
or parks. Okay. Yeah. So we track them according to the department that they're working in. That's where they get funded.
It only really matters. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Majority of the trees that you guys approved get taken down by the arborists.
Right.
I want to say 95% of them.
Might be just getting into the weeds, but that's where the arborist accounts for the tree planting and care, maintenance, tree removal. The ones that are approved and for the hazardous fuel reduction is all through the arborist?
Nope. So tree maintenance, tree removal, yes. The fuel reduction project was a separate contract.
And that ordinance number 516 is concerning the Urban Forestry Board and public trees.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any other comments?
Nope. Happy holidays.
Yes. Well, we'll adjourn this meeting at 3:28.
Great. Thank you.